Okay. We are Daf. We continue Daf Kuf Pei Hei. Daf Kuf Pei Hei. So we're going back to the Teretz where the Seichel responds to the Nefesh. The Nefesh asks finally, how do you reconcile the two steers of the two set of psukim? One set of psukim it shows that Hashem does everything, it's nothing up to you. The other set of psukim which you learn, which shows that the Bechira isn't up to you, and you do everything and you're being accountable for everything. How do you reconcile these two sets? Omer HaSechel answers the Seichel. Ein b'mal shezachat m'kshia foko ben shnei ilan yolem. What you mentioned, it's not so hard to reconcile them. When the two inyonim are nimtzoyim b'sforim, which you find b'sforim m'mal shim motzim meni b'foy b'derech b'chira. Obviously, you brought down the two sets of psukim. Well, this contradiction is not only found in the Torah, in the Psukim. The contradiction is also, actually, in our day-to-day life. We see things is happening to mankind. Sometimes things happening the way you want, the way you do it. And sometimes it'll be not like you want, you can't be so smart. Actually, the other print, take the other print. Yeah, it is on the top. Hey. Kuf Pei Hei. Don't you see in your own life, in your own system of life, many things go through exactly the way you wanted them, the way you planted them, and you see that it looks like you are in command of your life. And many things is totally not in your hand. As much you want, in opposite. So why don't you ask the same question in a day-to-day life? That actually, your actual life will prove to you, because Baruch Hu has ruling over you. And a man is under the kindness of Hashem, because a man is under Hashem. Baruch Hu will allow you certain things, but He wants to allow you. The Yimine Eyu is the Kodesh Baruch Hu will keep back from a man the Mash Eino Chofet, but Hashem doesn't want to let you do. V'yiru Elecho B'meinu Gamze B'tnut L'shoyne V'shima Re'usay. You're also going to see, you could also be convinced of it, that you're not in your own authority. Not only indeed to other people, but even L'shoyne, even B'tnut L'shoyne, even the movement of our tongue. Sometimes you want to say something and you can't say it. Sometimes you don't want to say something and you just say it. But even your tongue is in Hashem's hand. The Shemai and the hearing. Sometimes you understand something, sometimes you don't understand. The Usa is seeing. You see things, even the view and even the hearing and understanding is not in your own control. That's number one. Not only have you seen in Psukim that there is certain things in your certain accident, but you experience it in your own life continuously. And then also I'm seeing Shagul Va'oidish Oivri Morat Kifi Masa. But at the same time, we do see reward and punishment goes through a person according to what he's doing. But the Oisor Avoidish Kim Lam Roisa. How is he serving the Kodesh Baruch Hu Olam Roisa? How much is he depending against the Kodesh Baruch Hu? Because all Chem Achoikas Chachomim. And there is already a lengthy machloekes by the Chumash of Nafukum and Echach Vatzelim. The many Chachomim are speaking how we do reconcile between a Hechrech, between determinism, Vatzelik, and righteousness. It means actually what you deserve. In other words, this Kasha, which you ask the Bechira, free choice, and Hechrech, determinism, is that spoken by many, many chachamim. And they all come up with different evaluation, with different interpretations. Mehem, there are some of them, Yishomah, which to say, Kikol HaMasim HaNoishim, some will try to answer the following. Kikol HaMasim HaNoishim, all the deeds of the people, Holchim Kechefetz Odom. As far as people are concerned, everything goes according to man's desire. Mehem.
Of not missing it.
If there she's was, how should they try to explain? You can't explain it. But Amru just says, Hanochai, the right thing is, Shenasa Masa Mishayamin, we should act just like the one who understands. Because the two opinions, we have to react, we have to be alert as far as mitzvahs, as things is in our hand. We have to take it for granted things is in our hand, and therefore we should be aware of Yigomer V'Onashalem, we're going to be rewarded and punished on it. Minishtadel, therefore we will try everything which helps us. It's this, our deeds will help us in both worlds. This was the world to come. We should rely on Kodesh Baruch Hu, which is Borer Etzloi. If it has been cleared, you can keep him. Shelus Kol HaMasim, Tos Kelsu, Shemus Shus Mamor, is everything also in Kodesh Baruch Hu. Both of them are true. We should know everything is in our hands, and at the same time we should try everything in Kodesh Baruch Hu, everything is in Kodesh Baruch Hu's hands. Chikil Kedus Vore Chatan, in Tzachos Ol Odom, Kodesh Baruch Hu will have the final account. In Tal Odom Alim is worth, nobody has any title to Kodesh Baruch Hu. That means, this is the third opinion, which takes the previous both opinions, says both of them are right. And this is really the opinion which we should go. And he, the Chavis, is also very opinion. In other words, you can't side with neither one, saying only one side is right. You have to take both actually right. The first opinion is, the first set of sukkim, everything is in the hands of Hashem. The second set of sukkim, everything is in the hands of us, as we explained it 2 days ago. At the hands of us. Now, which one is right? Both of them are absolute right, because the previous two Chachamim said they rather were living with the first two, everything is a Kodesh Baruch Hu. The second said everything is us. Okay? And the third one says, no, both of them are absolute true. And we live both of them. The chilek is, you ask the second one, everything is Hashem, says, why is it good voyages? Says, because Hashem says so, and I'm relying on him. I mean, obviously, he says so, I believe in him. But he's not living it. He's not alert to it. He says, yes, this move on, but I don't, like he's totally has an apathy towards it because he doesn't understand it. The middle one, the third one, he takes both of them, says, absolutely, this is it. And how do you know that you can live with both of them? Because he manifests the both beliefs in reality. The fact that everything is up to you, he manifests through that he's alert. He knows the Tochum, he knows that he has to do mitzvahs, if not, he's not going to have it, and he's nervous about it, he's excited of doing mitzvahs, because he's a businessman, he knows everything is only up to him, so he manifests that belief, everything's up to him, by being alert to it. How does he manifest the other set of sukkim? Everything's done by Kodesh Baruch Hu, he's a Bateh Hashem, he's relaxed, there's no point, as we explained yesterday, even in Yoni Rochnius, things which he had goofed yesterday, Averis which was already done, okay, it had to be done. That was the Gzera for Kodesh Baruch Hu. But now I'm doing Chuvah. Otherwise, he's totally relaxed on the past and is totally alert and nervous and active on the present, as we explained yesterday in land. The Chile is always in front of me, this present. So therefore, the present, I'm always alert not to let the present go. How about the past? Leave me alone. It's all Hashem. I only use the past as an indicator what to do now in the present. Further that, I think we explained already a few times, but this is my Rebbe, this third opinion, which I brought up a Torah, which is absolute beautiful Torah, but I have a proof of Sfasemis on it, that actually these two opinions reconciling together is the mitzvah of Yudia in Amuna. There's a mitzvah of Yudia Hashem, the mitzvah of Amuna Hashem, there's two fundamental mitzvahs which we always have to live under the influence of the two mitzvahs. The mitzvah of the Da'at HaYom HaShavoy Shalom Vecho, you have to be aware, you have to know Hashem. There's a mitzvah Da'at Shalom Kevich of Avdei, you know the Hashem and serve Him. There's a mitzvah Tidia. In the same time, there's a mitzvah Aminu Hashem HaShavoy to believe in Hashem. Now, those two mitzvahs are contradictive, just like these two opinions are contradictive. Because whatever you know, you can't believe. You don't believe. Whatever you believe, you don't know. So, how do you reconcile these two mitzvahs? And he says, again, this is a certain chiddush, which is the emes. I had once a long, long shmuz, one of the big mashpiim in Eretz Yisrael of Chabad. A big Chabadnik, a big mashpia, a big Talmud Chacham. He knows, matter of fact, opened the Kodesh for Chassidus. You know, see an American, came to visit, had a long talk with him, and asked him the question. The mitzvah fidyas Hashem, yes, the mitzvah fidyas Hashem. How do you fulfill the two mitzvahs together? And he said, you can't really fulfill it together. So then you fulfill. So first you have to be a Deah, try to know as much as you can, and you reach the maximum and you can't know, then Amuna comes into place. So I go to say this cannot be. Because the mitzvah is an ongoing continuous mitzvah. The mitzvah 24 hours to be a Deah and 24 hours to be an Amami. Every moment you have the responsibility to know Hashem and to believe in Hashem. According to what you're explaining, it cannot go together. So first you work, you have to work on knowledge as the capacity goes, and then and the mitzvah is. So he explained the mitzvah for Muna is while you know you have to work so much in depth of knowledge till you reach the boundary that more you can't know. So you have to immerse yourself in it to such extent until you reach to the point that you can't understand it. The purpose, the goal of Yudi is to the extent that eventually you come to the boundary that you can't understand anymore and you have to touch over to Amunah. So I said, fine. Okay, so while I'm in Yudi, I'm working to know deeper and deeper in order to reach eventually to Amunah. But while I've not reached yet to the boundary, I'm still not a Maimin. I'm still on Yudi. And the mitzvah is to be a Maimin at all the times. How could it reconcile? So I told him my opinion. This is the B'chavi Salvov, his third opinion. He says, no. We have here, the Torah gave us here, two sets of psukim. We have a set of psukim which says Hashem rules everything. You are nothing. The other set of psukim, Hashem says everything is you. Everything is you. And there's the stira. So I tell you, there's no stira. The first set of psukim that Hashem does everything that I know. And I'm convinced. How do you learn this psukim with full knowledge? Know, be aware of it, bring it into your heart. What does it bring it into your heart? Live it, manifest them in your life. Whatever the Torah tells, Kol Asher Chofetz Hashem also b'shamayim ba'oretz. Anything Hashem wants, He does. You do nothing. It's something I will know even Hashem doesn't say it to me. Because my life proves to it. I take my own history of my own personal life. And I see everything has been done by Hashem, and nothing is done by me. So I will not be yoitzer this psukim if I will believe them. I have to know them. I have to reconcile between facts to, and that's what the Chavis of says, that's what the Sechel answers to the Nefesh. The fact that Hashem rules the world, you don't have to, you're not psukim to that. You see realistically life that Hashem rules the world. Does anyone make the shidduch he wants to? Does anyone has the business he wants to do? Anyone is keeping his health the way he wants to do? The Hashem mitzvah together, koinonu, buys ploini to ploini. Which house is going to be? Everything is machrizim and amala. I need chazal to that? It's a fact. Ask a goy. Any goy will tell it to you. If he's intelligent, objective goy, ask him, are you conducting your life? He says, no. He will say, my life is being conducted by either by mazel, either by this. But everyone will agree he's not doing it. So we don't need psukim for that. So when the Torah manifests a dozen of psukim here that Hashem rules the world, this I have to be a day. That I have to know. I have to take this psukim and compare it with realistic life. I says, this is true. That I know. And what is the other psukim? The other psukim says, you're responsible. It's everything in your hand. You're going to be rewarded. You're going to lay the some of it. What do you do with this psukim? Those psukim I must believe. I believe. At the time when I know that Hashem does everything, at the same time, I believe the Torah that I'm responsible. So the contrary, Yedia and Bechira is not a stira. In the contrary, there's no Amuna. Yedia and Amuna is not a stira. Amuna is only there, whatever Yedia is. The more Yedia I have, Hashem does everything, the more depending I am on the mitzvah of Amuna that I'm also responsible. So it's not a kasha. Yes, the kasha, how can you be miming at the time when you're there? What are you miming then? The contrary. What do I know? I know that I'm nothing. Everything is Hashem. The kasha, why? What's it going to do? Mulva Oynish? That I'm miming, that I'm believing, fully believing. So it comes out the more you deep man has, the more Amuna he must have. The more Amuna he must have, because the deep takes away that belief that acknowledgement that is Mulva Oynish, that is Bechira. So what? And if you remember, we spoke about it. This is what Amalek tried to use. Amalek tried to use Yedia against Amunah. Paroi tried to take away Yedia. We have two enemies. Since there's a mix of Yedia and Hashem. Since there's a mix of Amunah and Hashem. And what's the manifestation of Yedia? Everything does Hashem. What is the manifestation of Amunah? Everything is we. So Paroi attacked Yedia. Paroi said, Mi Hashem Sheshmach? Who is Hashem? I should listen to him. Koichavoitzim Yodi. Liyo Oiri. Paroi said, I'm boss. I'm God. And it was a man declared God. So there's no Hashem. Everything's up to you. That was Paro's attack. So how did Hashem destroy Paris attack. He made miracles and he broke him. Asura Makas and Kriyas Yamsuf and finished. There's no more para. HaKadosh Baruch Hu proves he's everything, so there's no more para. It's very easy to take away that, to give idea to a person. I could take any intelligent, honest, objective person in no time, prove to him that you're not in command at all. Somebody else is at command. Okay, that para could be dismantled. After I dismantled para and I brought in idea to people, they're deeply convinced Hashem runs the world. Determinism, and which is today a very big belief by many, many intelligent scientific goyim, that everything's predetermined, and this is what I say, you can't help with anything, and so on. Now Amalek comes, and Amalek, there's other mitzvah, the mitzvah of Amunah. Comes Amalek, and he uses this idea as a tool to dismantle Amunah. And Amalek says, listen, if everything's predetermined, who are you? You're not Amunah. That's even Freud. Freud is a typical Amalek. Freud Steiner, that man is helpless. And there's no point of man should ever be guilty, because a man reacts to his instincts, and his instinct is all controlled by his animalism, and the man has no free choice. That was Freud Steiner. This is a Amalek Steiner. What's the point of being guilty if you leave it on? Just learn to live, not to step on nobody else's toe. You know, let live and let live. Everyone is okay. You are okay, and I'm okay, as long as we don't interfere with each other. But to be point guilty, no, you're not like a human, like a programmed little robot. That's all what you are. There's no bechira. So what's the point of being guilty? There's no point of being guilty. Something had to happen anyway. You couldn't control it anyway. There's no tshuva needed. Nothing is needed. This is Amalek's time. It takes away that amuna, which Hashem said, and everything is up to you. It takes it away. How do you answer to Amalek? With Amalek, you can't answer his idea with knowledge, because the cat, he uses the knowledge. He takes Kriyas Yamsuf, which was the knowledge Hashem rounds the world, and uses against you. So what can you answer him? It's Amalek. Hakir she Rosha. Rosh, this entire Rosha. Rosha says, Ma avoid the Lachem. Why are you hacking the Chinese? Why are you working? You can't do anything. Can't change anything. He says, Afat Hakir she, just knock out the seat. Don't argue with him. Because he's right. Argumentally, logically, he has a good point. He uses Kriyas Yamsuf. He fights you with Kriyas Yamsuf. Don't you say Hashem does everything? Who are you? The Mitzvah couldn't help. They had to suppress the Jews. The Mitzvahs couldn't help, because of the Paro, they had to chase the Jews, and eventually they got drowned. You see, Hashem runs the whole thing. What do you want from the Mitzvahs? Nothing more than a cockroach. Comes here, comes there, like a mouse. He can't help it, he has to jump into your pot. He can't help it, he has to be killed. That's all. That's what a human being is. That's what he uses. What do you answer him? And they ask him, do you have Bechira? Do you have free choice now? Don't you see you don't have free choice? He says, yeah, I have free choice. Are you responsible? Yes, I'm responsible. How come? How is it? I believe Hashem says so. Panina b'Hashem Hashem, I believe the same Torah who proved to me that Hashem runs the world, the same Torah says. But believe me, you have three Bechira. That's absolute. The idea necessitates Amunah. The idea makes me to so know that I'm nothing, and Amunah makes me to say I'm everything, because Hashem says so. So this is the reconcilement. It's okay, there's no stira here. This is the mitzvah of Fijay and the mitzvah of Amunah in together. And it was murder to me. As a monk, he appreciated it very much. It's not Tuma Halach. According to my opinion, this is Chodesh Halach. This is because Chodesh goes into Tuma Halach. Because we learn Torah, here are set of psukim, here are set of psukim. It's all contradicting. It's never contradiction. The set of psukim which you know, that's a mitzvah of Yudhiyah. And because the better you know this set of psukim, that you are nothing, when it comes to the other set of psukim, the Torah says you are everything, you have now left no choice just to believe in the Torah says to you, and I'm a man. And this is the reason that we were fighting. Of Bechira. Of Bechira. Amuna is of Bechira, that you are somebody. Yediyah is. What is Scharvoin? Scharvoin is the outcome of Bechira. The Torah says, Ein Safta Vnev Scharvoin, Bechata Bechata, it's up to you. That means you ask him, V'chara Mekai Mitzvah Yediyah is Hashem. And I'm going to give it manifest in Lemais, as he said. How do I manifest Yediyah Hashem? You want to know how much, if I want to see in a person how much idea does he have. V'da'at selekir v'icho ve'ovdei, v'da'at v'shoes v'da'at ha'yoyim v'shovei selev v'vecho. Knowledge, listen, everyone has. Knowledge is not a problem. Every goy could have knowledge. I mean, learn, he could have knowledge. But that's not idea. Idea is only shovei selev v'vecho. If your heart reacts to the idea, you behave according, you're under the influence of your idea. So how do you know that every idea is Hashem and you'll be influenced? You know how? You're humble, you're honest. Nothing, you're not nervous. What's the point? Hashem does everything.
scotches of the 80, 90 go, we just roll around in the field for 80, 90 years until we're being rolled into our grave. So what's the point? You lay like this, you lay like this. You can't help it anyhow. That's it. Idea means peacefulness, bitochen. Bitochen, as the Chavis wrote. The more ideas Hashem you have, the more bitochen you have. And bitochen, as the Chassidish brings it beautifully.
Bitochen
does
together with
the
Emunah.
It is.
With idea.
Absolutely. But this is also Emunah. That's the way you manifest your ideas, Hashem. That your peace, your honor. What did Moshe Rabbeinu says? No, there was nobody who knew Moshe, Hashem is Moshe. Moshe, v'nachnu mo, what are we? Nothing. We are taka nothing. Are we something? Isn't everything Hashem? Umamtzi l'chol ha'nimtzoim, because Baruch Hu puts in all existence. If I'm existing because Hashem puts me in existence, can I lift a finger without Hashem? No. So I'm really nothing. I'm a shadow of Hashem. That we spoke yesterday, Hashem tzilcho. We are the shadow of Hashem. Hashem runs the whole world, and I'm his shadow. And a shadow has no essence to himself, no control over himself. It's nothing more than this figure on the movie screen, which comes from the light from the projector. But he has absolutely no freedom whatsoever. This is a deal. I know that I'm nothing more than a Yimeinu Katzel over this like a shadow. We're nothing more than the characters on the movie, which is not alive at all, non-existent at all. It's nothing more than shadow. It doesn't have to be destroyed in order to abolish him. All you have to do is just shut off the projector, it's not there. Or take off the film, it's not there again. Okay? This is your deal. This is totally amnover. Ishmael of more. At the same time, when you have that you did that you're nothing, you have to, I'm a miming, I'm believing that I am everything. Why do you believe? Because Hashem says so in the Torah, and I'm totally contradicting my knowledge now, and at the same time, when I'm honored in nature, I'm absolutely honored, genuine honored, I'm nothing, I'm saying I'm everything because Hashem says I'm something. And I walk around, Hashem says, I'm God. Hashem tzilch, Hashem is your shadow. You do here whatever you want, and you're affecting Hashem, you're affecting the whole world. You destroy the world, you construct the world, everything is up to you. And Hashem says, please, have mercy at me, please do chesed with me, please give me panosa, and the tzchunibar, please win over me, I'm trying to take away, long let yourself, fight me, and you could fight me, you could grab Torah away, the many chazal. It's total contradiction to my real knowledge, but I'm still reacting to it because Hashem said, that's Amunah. So we have to react, we have to live a paradoxical life, we have to react to two influences, which really is contradiction. We, at the same time, when we're absolutely alert that everything is up to me, imagine that you're sitting in the steering wheel and you're steering the whole world. The whole world exists but depends on me. And you're alert to it. Therefore, Yiras Chet is a tremendous big madrega. Therefore, in the Chavis Salus, Yiras Chet is one of the highest levels. Why is Yiras Chet in the Mesilas, in the Bar Pichas Bayo, it brings the 10 steps. Yiras Chet is the third and the top. Why? Because the more you are a Yodea, the more you know the fact, and you're nothing, really in nature doesn't let you be so much afraid of a chet. Listen, who am I? What am I? What should I be so much afraid of? That's the most difficult part. But to reconcile those two feelings, which are contradiction. I'm peaceful, I'm calm, I'm a veter of Hashem, there's nothing but to worry, everything's done by Hashem, and I'm humble, as I can be more humble, because that's my knowledge convinces me to be humble. It's a beautiful manifestation of Yedias Hashem. And at the same time, you're fully alert and fully tense and fully responsible. Oh, I'm going to miss, I'm not going to do mitzvah perfect, and the chassus of the world is going to be affected by it. And Gvaldik, why doing it? Because you remind me. At the same time, you believe in God simultaneously. That's a very big madrega, to do it simultaneously. Therefore, when Amalek was fought, says, when Moshe was, Vaikash Yodav, Yodav, Moshe Yodav, Govar Yisrael, says, Yodav Amuno Advoy Hashem, she sent us Amuno, means, he could fight Amalek, he could only fight with Amunah. Amalek comes and argues with Freud's argument. What's the point of being nervous? You can't help it. You're an addict. You can't help it. You know, it's beyond your help. Only God could help you. Beyond your help, totally. So don't take it so seriously. What do you answer him? Yes. Logically, you're right, but I believe Shem says everything's up to me. I take full responsibility. And I live according to full responsibility. So now you're miming. That's a mitzvah of Amunah. So it comes out, your deal builds Amunah. Without it, there is no Amunah. Yes.
Well, we spoke with Rabbi Tawa, just mentioned the mitzvah of Amunah. We said, I'm nervous, I'm not going to put the mitzvah correctly. Am I nervous? I'm going to miss the bus for work. And I'm going to be late. My boss is going to look at me like, Am I nervous about that?
No, you're not nervous about it. You're nervous about other things. You have a chiva for ishtablus to do because this is a chelik of amuna, of bechira. You have to do a chiva ishtablus. So you have to make a ishtablus to make the bus. I'm nervous to make the bus because of chiva ishtablus. But after I made my ishtablus and I missed the bus or something happened, okay, got in there, there was a traffic jam, he couldn't make it, I'm not nervous anymore. I'm all nervous, did my share. The outcome, I'm never nervous. Never nervous. Yes, I have to catch a plane. Many times I have to catch a plane. So, I was missing a plane. I went to Detroit to have a big engagement. I had to speak in Detroit. And I lived early enough. My engagement took place 7:30, and my plane was leaving 3 o'clock in White Plains, which should take me 40 minutes. And I left an hour and a half before. Enough time. But they have a fleet through. They don't have to go into the city. Mandela is not here. It was a month ago. It was open time. Imagine, I'm getting on the throughway, and it was a neck-to-neck, you couldn't get off, and I made all the zigzags, I made everything on the world to get there, and I got there a minute before 3, and the plane left front of my nose, it didn't let me out. I was not nervous at all, the accident. I did my share. I was sitting on the throughway, all jammed and packed. If I had a way, yes, I had to calculate, I took all the police routes, all the cyclists, everything I tried to do. That was my establishment, but after that I missed it, still listed. Well, and then I knew why. Then I sat on the plane, and I found a doctor sitting next to me, a Shemesh Shabbos doctor, about Shuva, which is wife, and had a beautiful talk, and then we were talking, we were learning, and everything else. Well, I had to miss that plane, and I came into the next, I had to go to Newark, and maybe I had to dab Minche in Newark, I had to be Mesakas in the in Newark, because I don't know what the Shemesh was waiting there. And Kosh Baruch knows what he's doing. I had to dab Minche in Newark. I planned to dab in Minche in Detroit, and I ended up driving in Newark at the airport. So, the whole thing was worthwhile just to daven a mincha in Newark at the airport. Do we know what we are doing? This is the tochen. Yes, you're nervous at a time when you're making the ishtadlus, because it's up to me. I made my share, the outcome, not to be nervous. You go to look for business, you have to make panos. Yes, you have to be alert to make panos. It's a mitzvah. It's all a mitzvah for muna, by the way. So, kachol mitzvah sech amuna. The whole mitzvah is only a muna. It's not your deal. So when you go out to work, you're not going out to work to make money, because you are botech. You know Hashem gives you the money, doesn't give you the money, you can't do anything. You go out there because Hashem sends you out. Because Hashem says, go be work. The whole life is Amunah. 24 hours, you're reacting under the command of Amunah. So look how unfortunate the people are who miss this Yediyah Hashem. They don't have the basic Yediyah. And they think they do things. Those people, unfortunately, they work for nothing. They don't know they're doing a mitzvah. They think they're working to make a living. Lamai says they don't make a living. Hashem gives them the living anyhow. So they're only busy all their life for no reason. We are busy all our life because Hashem wants you to be busy. Why? I don't know. I'm a mimin. I'm believing. So is it different if you're davening or you're working? It's the same thing. You're davening because Hashem wants you to daven. And you're running after panos because Hashem wants you to run after panos. I know Hashem does not need my davening. I know Hashem doesn't need my work in order to give me panos. He gives the panos and anyhow. So why I'm davening? Because he wants me to daven. Why I'm working? Because he wants me to work. Why I'm learning? Why I'm speaking? Because he wants me to speak. So the whole mitzvah of you is amuna. Whole mitzvah sechu amuna. All your mitzvahs that you do really is really amuna. If you have no amuna, you're not doing any mitzvahs. You're working for yourself. But that's the choice. In this opinion, reconciling this to Kroyver Derech Hatzolah Mikol HaShekodem Zichah, this is really the closest to all the previous opinions. Kimina Emes Venochoyna, the truth is, and the absolute correct the truth is, Shenoide, the Sikhlis, the Dover Azeh, we should acknowledge that we don't understand this, B'chof Musabah Yisbach. We don't know how this truth goes together. We have to accept this thing in our knowledge cannot go together. And we will never understand it mitne chalishes da'ateinu because of the weakness of our comprehension capacity. In mimit ha'koruseinu, no way can we recognize how this thing could have been. The sikhluseinu by the foreign of the we are too fools to understand the ofna taiva. But the zeh nelem, if the sikhluseinu by the foreign of the taiva, the zeh nelem emenu. Therefore we can't understand it because it's a benefit we should understand. Now the chalishos puts down a big principle. If there would have been a benefit, if we would have understood how these two things could go together, Kodesh Baruch Hu would have let us know, would have explained to us. Kodesh Baruch Hu explains everything. In other words, Chavis Vos puts down a principle. Kodesh Baruch Hu never offers any information unless there is a benefit for us knowing it. If there is no benefit for our knowledge, Hashem doesn't tell us. if there would have been benefit of knowing it, Hashem would have told it to us. And it's something even deeper, if I may say, that this is the only thing which cannot be understood. This is the only thing which cannot be understood. This is one. This is the secret of the Bria, the secret of Hashem. If you would have known how this thing two could go together, you would be Hashem. You could make your own creation. That's the secret of the Bria. That's the secret of Hashem in this Bria. Hashem makes the world. He does everything, and this is called an imam memunah shleima. I believe in a full belief, the Yudi, a non-destructible belief. You remember that I spoke many times. What the chilik between Yudi and Amunah, between knowledge and Amunah? The chilik between knowledge is your mother. You know, or you believe. Is your mother is a knowledge? You believe your mother is a mother. You know your mother is your mother. It's only a belief. It's only a belief. And that could be dismantled. Your mother could one day argue that I'm not your mother, and you can't. You're defenseless. If Hashem is Hashem and He runs the world, is it a Munah idea? Is it a belief or knowledge? This is knowledge. Why? Because you saw Hashem. Kodesh Baruch Hu knows it. If Diaz Dover says that I want this mitzvah for you, that Hashem runs the world and He's everything, is a mitzvah's esser. Shenemar, Anoich Hashem Elokecho, Asher Tzichom Eretz Mitzrayim. I think God took you out of Mitzrayim. And a Kodesh Baruch Hu made in Mitzrayim to Israel everything you should see, you should know. Kodesh Baruch Hu could have said, Anoich Hashem Elokecho, I'm the God, Asher Borosich, I created you, Boros Yishmaim Va'oretz, I gave birth to you. That would be a belief. A Kodesh Baruch Hu, and it would be nicer. Hashem says, I'm the God, God created you, created the world, everything was done by me. It's much more encompassing, much more inclusive than I'm the God who got to take you out of Mitzrayim. Why wasn't Mitzrayim to begin with? So why could Bach introduce himself so? The answer he says, because it is Mitzrayim was your idea. And Nechemeros, your own eyes saw everything. Atim Edatem, Atim Reisim, you saw everything we saw. And everyone, Hashem made sure that every Jew should see everything. There was not one movement, there was not act from the first thing. The only thing which we do not see, we had not saw, it's only a story. What Moshe saw is the story with Moshe in the snare, Boyer Be'esh. That tells a story, but Moshe was a witness to it. The only one to deny could it be Moshe, it's not true. That tells a story with Moshe in the snare, saw the fire in the bush. But there was only Moshe there in the sheep, so the sheep don't talk, the only one is Moshe. But after that, when he goes to Mitzrayim, all the Nis and the Matas, well, you see the papyrus, the found archaeologists, his historical documents, Egyptian tradition, telling us in detail the sort of Makos and everything. And the big destruction it took for the whole nation of Egypt. I mean, it's a historical event. That's all you do. And Hashem says, if Hashem introduces himself in Mamet Har Sinai, and says to the Dinos, Anoich Hashem Gadi Asher Tisiyot Tukar of Mitzrayim, be aware of it, you know it. And that's the mitzvah for that time to know. That's the mitzvah, because then you become a humble. And this nobody could take away. Nobody could deny that fact. Now, after, when this is no, then Hashem says, but I, the Hashem, do you know me now? You see my Torah I'm giving you? Do you read me? Do you see me? Do you hear my voice? Do you see my voice? Can you deny me? No. I, Hashem, say to you, you are everything. You little man, you're responsible for everything. The whole world belongs to you. And please don't make a various. If you make a various, you are affecting the whole world. And you'll be punished for that. And please do mitzvahs. You construct the whole world. You're a shooter. You're my partner. So that I believe. But why should I believe? Because I know you, Hashem. How can I not believe you? I believe the computer. I'm not a computer programmer because I know the computer, how it works. So once I know the computer, how it works, I believe further in the program, which I don't even understand because I know there's such a thing. Hashem proved himself with knowledge, which we saw him. We see that he runs the world and everything. In the same Hashem, which I know, tells me, but I, miracle maker, made also miracles that made you a little God and I make you effective in this world, everything which you do. Now, obviously, how does those two together? This only Hashem could do. That's the secret of Hashem. That's the Sod Habriya. If there would have been a benefit for us to know, we would have known it. But the greatest benefit that we don't know, because we don't know, that makes the complex, that makes the paradox. How can you be at the same time a Yodea in a mind? Shabbos. Continuing Daf Kuf Peiches. In the middle of the question, how would he reconcile these two? The two in Yonim. One, everything's run by Kodesh Baruch Hu. We have the group of Sukkim for that. And second is that you have absolute free choice. And he said, this is something which you cannot understand. He says, V'ilu hoi selonim b'mdeinu sodezet tekono. If there would have been a benefit, if we would have understood this miracle, it would have been a benefit for us to know that. V'aboyirim egalo oi selonim. Kodesh Baruch Hu would let us know. In other words, because there's no tekona, there's no benefit in knowing how do we reconcile these two opinions, therefore Hashem doesn't let us know. But if the Buddha now benefit the Buddha, but Dimin HaKoref was a closest example that would be Masha Oni Roi Minya Chalshas HaReus. When we see a person who has his weakness in vision, She'eva Te'elus Bar HaShemesh, there's no benefit for the person to see the light of the sun until he's going to make a certain barrier black. He needs a shield. A man cannot look into the straight light of the sun. Obviously the light of the sun is a big benefit, a great advantage, but we, because of our weakness, we cannot look straight into the sun. So obviously you have to make a certain shield, black eyeglasses, sunglasses. The more he's going to be sick in his eye, the less the eye could possibly see. The improvement, he should be able to benefit from the sun, would have to be more dark. Otherwise, the more weak and sick his eye is, the thicker, the darker the eyeglass has to be. Now, obviously, the darkness of the eyeglass is his benefit. This way, he could benefit from the sun. The more it's going to be improved, the weakness in his eyes, the sickness in his eyes, you could make a thinner, a lighter color. Also, we see that most of the work, of the physical work which is active in us, he wouldn't have seen it with our own eyes, the way it works. So it's what it was only told to us, only through words, but he wouldn't have seen it in him. We deny what is being told to us. See, many things, physical things, that could come out, for instance, Haistroi love. Shema Oizne Achoizim. Take the telescope. It's called Haistroi love, which they look in the stars. Shirilai Sagnubi Roseinu, if you wouldn't have seen it in a telescope ourselves, and somebody else would come and listen, so and so is the distance, so and so is the size, so and so is the looks of a star, without giving you the benefit that you should see it with your telescope yourself. If you would was just told the way the constellation goes, the places of the stars, the Kivin HaShoes, the way it's timed, Shekol Eis Ve'Eis Mitar Shonofem, every minute of a year is timed, you know, every star where it's coming, where it's going. You know the distance from them. Many things which is not known without a telescope. And if there wouldn't be a telescope, then his body would never be clear in our mind, but also in any to us, we would never know the imagination how it is. The closer something is to us, which people use, for instance, a pellet, for instance, the scale. We wouldn't have seen it with our own eyes. We wouldn't have known. We could have never accepted that we could really weigh something absolutely accurately. That one is longer than the other. In other words, there's a type of a scale. There's a type of a scale which you weigh with distance. If you know what, it's all type of scales. You have a scale. The scale goes like a T. Okay. Now, actually, we have this big crane for the building, and it's a known thing. The longer one side is, you know, the more when you take the top of the scale and if you balance them in the center, it's exactly middle of middle. Okay. When you put it on one side, it's pulling down. The longer one side that you make, the more it's pulling down. And through this type of a scale, you could measure exactly. Now, if you wouldn't have seen it, how it works, they say, take two sticks and two sticks to scale you. You have no imagination, it has to be seen. Minitema, it would be one of the wonders. Shishokli vashkolim rabim, you could weigh many different measurements. Nechlokim b'choser b'yoser b'even echad. One stone, the difference is that if you take a very balanced scale, half and half, so you need scales to weigh. 1 pound, 2 pound, 3 pound. But when you weigh through moving, the top from the bottom, you know, it's high length. With one measure stick, you could scale many kind of weights. you know, you just see the adjustment. You know, if it's, let's say, 10 inches out, it's 10 pounds. If it's 8 inches pounds, it's 8 pounds. And, you know, the lesser it is, the less it fits. So we tell a man, you could scale way up many kind of measurement, all with one measurement. He will never see it unless you show it to him. You could take some tigim more which people are using. You could see minim oisa amayim. It's a water. How do you call this? Where they are rechaim. How do you call it? Nimshi rechaim.
Windmill. Watermill.
What is a watermill? You have to. How do you used to grind wheat? You have to have two stones. One stone the bottom that doesn't move, and then top of it you have a big stone and that moves around and that grinds the wheat. Now what is moving the stone? Water. What does the water mean? You have this big wheel, little pockets, water falls in, and that little water keeps turning the big wheel, and that's going to tell a little water, a bucket of water is moving a big stone. I mean, crazy. How can you say buckets of water could move a stone? But that's the fact. Again, something which you don't see it, you could never understand it. We would have throw even kind of small stone b'shetef amayim and igrodim. Loisam is a kever show. With a small stone, you would throw into a lot of water. It could never hold this little stone. With atchoyis megilat tachtem until to rest the wood. Ibrachim mishkel even kforim rabim. But in the water mill, you see that in this the weight which the water has in the water mill, koicham tzoyim, and the all the means shenir rechaim bavura, which will all move this big mill, pochus mikaf hashetef harbe, much less water than this water which pulls away. Only somebody would have told us that a little water could move this big stone, we would never see if it was ice. We would have totally denied him. Says, how could a little water move a big stone? We would deny him. So why? Because this is our little knowledge on the foundation of the creation. We are weak to acknowledge all the roots. We don't know all the details what is happening in the Yetzira. So we see here that many simple basic things which we only accept because we see it with our eyes. If we would have never seen it with our eyes, we would have never known. If somebody is such a fool in all the things which he attends that he doesn't know, things which we are living them steady and we don't understand how it works only because it has been shown to us. If it's not a wonder that you should not know how this thing works together. Hagoizer, the Gzeref HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but tzedek and the justice which is free will, mishpete aboyre, which all comes from a kodesh baruch hu sarash, and the lomim v'nalim mimashe zuchan aden ketz, which is totally higher and totally hidden, much more than all the previous things which you mentioned. We mentioned previous things that we are aware of it, we live with it all the time, we would have never comprehended unless you see it. So he expects to know how to reconcile this hechlech v'atzedek, how does those two things reconcile. How do you expect to have it? And of those things, David HaMelech said, Hashem, Loi Gova Libi, I was not arrogant, but Romi Einai, and I did not lift it my eye, but Rachti Bigdoides bin Eflois Memeni, and I did not go in higher paths, which is more than I deserve. In other words, I don't expect to understand everything, and therefore, if I don't understand, I deny it. And then he said, Mashi Doimeloi, same thing.
I don't deny it because
says usually an arrogant person says, if I can't understand it, this cannot be. I will not believe until I see it. This cannot be unless I understand it. Who speaks like that? Arrogant person. David Melch says, Lagova libo, la Roma enai. I'm not proud to say, Lelachti bigdoilos bin eflois. I did not go. It's too far. It cannot be. It's no such a thing could be. If I don't know, it cannot be. No, I'm humble. I know that I don't understand everything. David Melch was in a continuous admission to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I don't understand everything. I don't know everything. Who else knows everything? This is. Then he says, Mashadai Melami Moshe Elohim Bamamora. Then he says, further. And it goes, Imloi Shivisi Vedamam Tenafshi. If I had not been kept quiet, Imloi Shivisi, if I didn't put front of me, Vedamam Tenafshi, and I quieted my soul. I kept quiet, and I became quiet and humble. Kugomul ale imoy, like the little infant, a nursing infant is called kugomul. Kugomul ale imoy, like this little infant, ale imoy, on her mother's arm. Kugomul olai nafshi. So kugomul, just like this little infant is nursing me. Olai is ami nafshi my nefesh. I realize I'm nothing more than a little infant nursing. I'm a mother's, I'm a Kodesh Baruch Hu's arm, and I don't understand things. I'm totally relaxed and relying on a Kodesh Baruch Hu, and I don't have to know everything. I don't understand everything. In other words, the Chofetz Chaim says that in this area, to understand how does this two contradiction works, Bechira, an idea of Bechira and Hechrech, we have to be humble, you have to understand. If it would have been an advantage for us to understand, Hashem would have let us know. Hashem didn't let us know, obviously, we are too weak to understand it, and to our benefit to not understand it. Also soon, the Chavisov is going to go into it and is going to answer it, to a certain extent. As far as the Hechrech, the Bechira, he's answering. The Kash of Hechrech and Bechira, he doesn't answer. The Kash of Yidin Bechira, with the Rambam expressing Yidin Bechira, that he doesn't answer. That's the drama, said there's no answer for that, we cannot understand. Omar HaNefesh replied to the Nefesh, Kvar Nichamtani, okay, Nichamtani, you comforted me, Mashi Yashtani, that you made me give up. Me'asik Sarah Dover, that he told me that you could never understand this. The Dakusai Bo'oimekin, because of the sensitivity and the depth of the things. So he told me, give up, don't try ever to understand. It's okay, I'm happy accepting it. Argalali Sod Inyoni. But tell me, what is the sod, what is the secret of my nyoni v'kabone v'amadosi v'olim hazeh? Tell me, what is my particular secret, what I have to do in this world, why I have been stationed here? Accordingly, bring me close to the Sehechech v'tzedek. Try to bring, I mean, you're not going to be the final solution, but a little bit answer me, the closest way, the consolation of Hechech v'tzedek, again, the Bechiri and the M'chol yichol tuch menderech as much as you can, in the shortest way. It should be my inyan, just like the kashigori. I shouldn't be like a person here, like these people who I was told, who shibiktos iyehoydu. One of the minhogim, one of the customs was in the islands of India. There was a city, very interesting minhag, that every year they had appointed a king, and the king was only reigning for 1 year. In this India, this farm city, had such a thing. After 1 year went up that he finished was as a king, they took him out from them, they took him back, they became a simple citizen, they came back like he was before. There was one of them appointed king, was a fool. But he didn't know that eventually he's going to be unseated after a year. The kibbutz b'moynoy said he went all the year as he was king, he had a lot of authority. He collected a lot of money, bonar moynus v'chizkam, and built palaces and established them. But he did not export anything, didn't hide it, didn't put anything away. Everything which he had outside of the city brought him into himself. Money, the issue of women, born of the lev, the children. Because he was thinking like he's going to stay there forever. He didn't know that after he's being unseated. As the year finished, threw him out nothing, empty. Because he left everything in the city, everything was accumulating. And all of a sudden he was de-seated in nothing, naked. And they separated Beno Ben Kolash Mahashabon Bekon Tchila Besov. They separated everything which he had built and which he had accumulated. Lamotso Betseisim Meuma didn't find anything when he left Mikol Mahashoelo Be'ir Bechutzalot. Even what he had before the outside he bought in, now even this he didn't have because he bought him in, he was left. Boy Mischarat and Misabratoch, and now he regretted and he was mourning on all this work which he put in Shtadluso, everything which he tried Mahashabon Bekibet Soelo Zilos, and everything which he accomplished, he accumulated, everything is being given over now for somebody else, the new king. And they went and appointed the other king, a stranger, but he was a smart one. Kashan is smarterem, as the new king was appointed on them. Bochalmem ish echad veitivor. He wanted to know what is the style of what he could expect here. But he was a stranger, didn't know the minik. So he appointed the man, Bochal ben Mishach, who chose the man, Veiti Bolov, made him a lot of goodness. He made him a close yoyot. And he asked him, tell me, what is the minig of the people in this town? What did he do to the man who was before me king? He told him what the secret is, that after a year you're being deceived, you're being, he found out this is the style of the city. He didn't do anything the whole year. He didn't do anything like the predecessor did. He started exporting every expensive thing which he could put his hand on, which he put his lay's hand on as a king. He took them and he smuggled them out of the city to other cities. That he laid them away for his. The sum called Machmanov, and he put all his valuables in Machmanov, all his beloved things with Zilosom. He put them away, everything by strangers, not by him, because he knew what is from here is going to be thrown out. All the greatness and the honor which they're giving him now, he didn't rely on them in nothing. It's only temporary. He only utilized them just to get stuff out. He was always between sadness and happiness. It was always between the sadness and happiness. Ms. Abadi was sad. All along this year, it was sad. He saw how fast the time is moving, that soon he's going to leave. But Shemot Be'en, but it was not enough in his arm, Shemot Be'nachmuris, which he took out. As much he was exporting, but it was never enough. He knew because he's going to be gone forever. After the year, he's gone forever. You see, time is moving. And he was always nervous. Did I prepare enough? Did I accumulate it enough? Did I work fast enough? Did I work in Gengel's time? Kiboyo Oymed, Hoyomoytsi Yosef. Because if he would have been longer here, he could export more. So on one hand, he was always nervous, always sensitive, was always depressed, like it's never enough. But he was happy, and he's going to go out of it, he's going to get everything which he accumulated. He's going to eventually settle in the place where he invested the things which he exported. Once he gets out, he's going to use it, but to his benefit, Mina knows it, all his pleasure, but I show him to full heart, because now he knows it belongs to him. The Nefesh Betucha is going to be secured, because he knows he's going to have it for everything. When his year came up, he was not afraid, was not worried that he has to leave now to depart. He went happily with happy face, and praising Masev Ishtalisa. He was blessed, Baruch Hashem, a good chance. Since in the beginning of the year, he was worried, who knows what I will accomplish this year, will I be able to accumulate enough? But this way, if you worked all year very strongly, and accumulated, when you leave, he says, Baruch Hashem, Tzeschum L'Sholam, I'm happy I'm leaving, now I'm going to benefit. And he went out to his all good things, the Kovat Golo, the Simcha Masmeres, an ongoing Simcha, the Somachin was rejoicing with Shneinim with both. He was rejoicing, now he was happy he's leaving, and leaving what is waiting for him. The Gial Tavos of Shneamukam, now he reached his tithe and both place, even this place here, because every time when he got something his hand on, and he sent him off, he was already happy. The fact he didn't benefit the team, but he got his hand on. He got his, says the Nefesh to the Seichel, I'm afraid she created Mikraxil, I gotta be like the fool. That you get intoxicated what you see now, and we don't care about the future. He will work on both Yifsibishnim Kamas. He will lose here, he will lose there. I'm not gonna accomplish anything here while I'm down in this world. And I'm not going to put away everything. There's no layaway. The Kibbe Shechna Nikel Oyscho, since the Kodesh Baruch Hu had given you the Seichel, the intellect, gave you all this knowledge, Horeini, teach me, Horeini, show me, Inyoni, my Inyonim. What do I have to utilize my time here at best? Mashamara Tolem Sod Vorev Ofen Tekonosai. Which you had established of the secret of this Inyon, give me the clothes. Anyway, as you said in the beginning, he asked him, as much you told me already that I will never understand the final, the venture, the whole Inyan of Hechrech Vatzedek, but explain me to the closest which is possible to understand in order to improve my life. I should be able to be like this smart man, not like the fool, because after all, we're also living here very short. Omer HaSeichel replies the Seichel to the Nefesh. Kwasi part of Moshe, you already beautifully described to me, you Moshe Shabbos, which you bought Suris on the Boilam. What is your condition stand in this world? And you Indian in this world is Kinyam Amuni Mashachat, you're being appointed to be here for 70, 80 years. Kodesh Borer Etzloch Gerusach, and it's also have been totally acknowledged by you, your strangeness, the Gerusach, you only a ger here. And Muhiris Yitzioseh, how fast you're going to the battle here. But Fricha, the Meila, you have to do, Shetat, you should do, Masha Osanil Ravanov, it should be like the second smart thing. Shin Yonech Kinyon, you should do the same thing which he had done. Vim Titi Mimani, if you're going to go away from me, you're not going to do what you have to do. Eloch Teres Vedvora, you're not going to benefit anything. Velonov Melitzos, you're not going to enjoy anything of my Melitza. In other words, you ignore already the Moshe. You have to do like the second one did. And if you're not going to do like the second one, that you always prepare, that you're not going to have any benefit to thinking in this world. Amar HaNefesh replies the Nefesh, Luli Chefzi Bedover. If I really wouldn't want to improve my life, I wouldn't be philosophizing, I wouldn't ask all these things which I don't know. Says the Nefesh says to say, I'm asking you something. Why am I asking you? Because I want to improve my life. Why am I asking you? Because I want to understand what I'm doing here. I want to get the most value, the most benefit out in my life. So I'm asking you for that. Omar HaSeichel replies to the Seichel to the Nefesh. I will say the word of the secret of your words.
What's all this inner this dialogue? He's so Mekatsa in such big points, and then he gets into, I want you to tell me, I don't think I have what the essential dialogue is over here. That the Nefesh gives a mushel, and then the Seichel has to come back and tell him, you made a nice mushel, and now he comes and pleads to him. I don't understand what's going on.
The truth of the matter is, the Nefesh and the Seichel is the person himself. We have this dialogue in between ourselves. And could be the Seichel is the intellect, it's the Neshama. And the Neshama is that we, the Nefesh, the animal, the Pa, the man himself, the animalistic man, has the ability, has the capacity to formulate a beautiful moshul and to know. You see, the Nefesh could never be punished if the Nefesh wouldn't have the capacity of understanding the sensitive things and to react positively to it. And this dialogue shows that the Nefesh does have the ability and the capacity to be responsible, because see, the Nefesh brings out a beautiful moshul with this king, the two types of kings. And the Seichel says to the Nefesh, I don't have to tell you all these little things. You know what you said very nicely, the Moshe. Oh, why don't you react to your own understanding? As we say, in business you're pretty smart. Why are you not smart when it comes to practical life? In business, everyone knows how to make a shortcut, how to make more money, how to cut out expenses. We're all very creative when it comes to the things which is belonging to the Nefesh. So the Seichel says, you formulate a beautiful Moshe. But then the Nefesh says, right, I'm making what really I want to be good, but you have to help me. And the truth is, the Seichel has to help the Nefesh, but the Nefesh has to develop the most that she can. Omar HaSeichel says, now the intellect is the Nefesh. I will say the Vorach. The bottom line of your words, the secret of your words is, Shaboyre Boroich, the Kodesh Baruch Hu created you, Miloy Dovar. You came to this world from nothing. Bechlol. He created you Bechlal for nothing. Why? Because Bechlal, you are inclusive. Which Kodesh Baruch Hu created from Agrom Ruchnim. Just like Kodesh Baruch Hu created all the Ruchnim's bigger things, Malochim, the angels, Olam Haba, Yom Shekula Shabbos. Kodesh Baruch Hu created all the Dvorim Ruchnim, Bechlalam. And inclusive in there is your creation. You're not just a physical object. Kodesh Baruch Hu created for nothing, but he included you in all the other ruchnim thing. V'rotzol and nasech, and Kodesh Baruch Hu wants to elevate you. Lohorim ma'alosech, and wants to elevate you. Ma'ala ad ma'alo segulosoi. U'bechirov. Like the ma'ala, like all the other ruchnim is the thing which he created, which he chose. Uborav min akroimim and or kvoido, you know, created and it cleansed you, and created you from the closest one to his light, the toivloch lachosidimach, to make good to you. In other words, between all the dvorim rochnim, you have the most spiritual, purified being from all the other things that you could benefit the most from his light, from his covet. V'lo yisurielozeh, but however you can't accomplish. And you can't get to this advantage which you are over and above all the other dvorim. only after three things. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the man. The man is the closest thing which could come closest to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The biggest malochim, all the dvorim ruchniyim, cannot come as close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as man. Man is the closest. Kirvas Elokim Litoiv. Man could become the closest HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Bnei Elohim Atavi, as children of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kodeshim Tiki, Kodesh Anu, Va'atam Advekim, Shelchayim Kilchem Ayam. Nobody can, there's no object in this world who could come so purified, so close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to benefit Ma'or Kavoida as a human being. However, to accomplish this, three things has to be taken first in consideration. Echad Mehem. The first thing is, Hoser Mosech Haiveles Melech. Take away the shield of stupidity which shelters you, which separates you. Light him up. You have an intellect, and that intellect could really understand what I'm talking. However, there is a shield, as we said, which is the sunglass, which is covering up this thing. You have to take that away. Masheni, the second thing which you have to do. Now, so you say, you in Sionis Ibochnech, and you prove in Tifkari Bavadosoi. In Sionis, Kodesh Baruch Hu continuously is Menasa you. Are you choosing to serve him? Or you rebel. The second thing is that you should always test yourself. Never rely, never trust yourself. In any given situation, be boich on yourself, research yourself, and evaluate yourself. Are you really out to serve Hashem, or out to serve yourself? But that you're not serving Hashem. That you're rebelling against Hashem. So first thing is take away the stupidity from you. Second, always don't trust yourself. Always check yourself. Are you meaning Hashem or are you meaning yourself? But Shlishi is in the third thing which is needed is Miyasrich Ba'olam Hazeh. The Kodesh Baruch Hu touches you on this world. Besavlech with all your uncomfort, Al Badosai Boy, and all this. The Kodesh Baruch Hu is making it hard on you when you're really suffering when you serve Hashem. In order La'aloisech to elevate El Malos El Yoinim, Al Sevelim, to bring you to the highest level of the Malochim. Which they carry Shnemer ben Baruch Hashem Malochov, bless Hashem Malochov, you Malochim Geboyri Kachoy Sedvore. In other words, Kodesh Baruch Hu continuously is Zuchmiyasa, makes it difficult on you. Why? In order, the more difficult the Yiddishkeit becomes to you, the higher you become like the Malochim. But you're never going to be able to reach this high level, you should become like the Geboyri Kachoy Sedvore, like the Malochim. As long as you stand on your first level without accepting the suffering, that means three things has to be accomplished in order you should get the closest to Hashem. There's nobody's closest than you. Number one, take away the stupidity, so take away the nefesh, everything which the animal has to tell you, take it away. Listen to the seichel, listen to the absolute truth. Second, always test yourself, don't trust yourself. Sometimes it looks like you are good, but really it's not. And the third, be mekabel yisuri mehava, take on this all the sufferings, all these things, miyasre v'oil mesavlech, because this is going to bring you oil av mesavlech, oil av edosav, and you're going to carry the yoke of the avodas Hashem. Many times we complain, I wish I could accomplish all my mission, but not so hard. But we don't understand the hardship makes you high. Mesavlech, oil av edosav, and you could really tolerate the oil of avodas Hashem. This brings the person to the highest. The harder it is to be a Yid, the more we have to fight for Yiddishkeit, the higher you're going to become. To climb this, to become the potential of a Jew is to become the closest to Hashem. There's no Ruchnis Diga being, no Malachim could become as close. But in order to do it, the third thing, tolerate the Olf and Avodas Hashem. You have to get up in the morning, it's difficult, get up, it's all Avodas Hashem. To be tired in Avodas Hashem and to be happy that we are tired in Avodas Hashem is the highest madrega. Isn't a greater madrega than a person feels totally given over?
I like the
malachim. What?
I like the
malachim.
Don't separate.
But Sil calls them Baruch Hashem Malachim Geboyre Koyach. They're not tough, but the Geboyre, they're doing the very zrizes. They're always on the alert. They're always totally dedicated, given over to the shlichas. But since, therefore, we are bigger than them, it doesn't cost them as much as it costs us. We have to fight our Yetzer Hara. But in order to fight Yetzer Hara, you have to know what is the Yetzer Hara. You have to be boich on yourself. In order to be boich on yourself, you have to take it to stupidity. As long as a man is reading, is always tuned into the media, have access, has radio with the Goyishkat, everything, is not only doesn't take away the Mosach Avilas, doesn't take away the stupidity, what he adds, and always adds a shelter, that he's always shielding himself. In order to have a clear mind, so there's three steps, he says. Number one, take away the shield which obstructs the truth. Now you have a clear vision, at least. Now have a clear vision, use it to test yourself. Are you serving Hashem or serving yourself? Now when you analyze you're serving Hashem, take on the all avodos, so tolerate the hardship of avodos Hashem, and with that you're getting to the highest part. But that is the first step, is take away the shield. Because if we are tuned into the Goyish world, we're making thicker the shield. And we haven't got even the base one, even to know how to test ourselves. Then we're really testing, I mean, Hashem, but you have the wrong conclusions. You're blind. You have the shield over it. First thing, take away the shield. Second is, always test yourself. Now at least you took away the shield, you could test yourself. Now you test yourself. The Avodah Hashem, take on, work hard, and be happy with the ultimate Avodah Hashem. So even a gaver shiisa oil mina urav. It's good for the person when he carries his yoke from his yoke when his youth is still young. Take sanyo. It says for it. Mechachmas aboyir isala yiborach. Mechachmas aboyir isala. And for the chachmas of Hakadosh Baruch Hu is bora loch oilam azeh. He created for you, man, this world. B'chol ashova, everything which is in the world. Mikoyfef in dem doimem, in the dead element. Vetzameyach in the grown element. V'chayt in the animal. I'll say there mesukim anogan ochoin, everything in an organized way. Bahakol mesukim l'to altech, and everything has been prepared for your benefit. There's nothing in this world which is not for the benefit of a man. Ibochalach, and he chose you, mizgulas esadoisof, from all the loved fundamental things, from the best of this world, he chose the raw element, Hechel Mesukan. He made you a body, which is a dwelling place, which is all beautifully put together. Doimel Oilam, the world, the body of a person is also compared to a world. We said the man is a Oilam called a small world. The man's body is world to, is compared to the world, B'shroshav in his truth, B'shroshav in his results, B'shroshav in his planning. Posach boy, he opened up in this body, Chamisha Shorim El Oilam. Five gates he opened up to the world. We see the eye, the ears, the nose, the mouth. Vivkidalev Chamishu Sha'arim in Amonov. And he put on every gate of every door, he put a doorman. You should be able to watch. You should not let in something which is bad to you. Vasha'orim, who are these gates? Hem klei achushim. They are the sense. Einayim, the eyes. Vaznaim, the ear. Va'af in the nose. Va'loshin, the mouth. Ve'daim in the hand. Vasha'arim, and who are the watchmen? Hem achushim, achamish ha'mishtamshim, the senses which is being used. Hem chusha'ri'us, with the eyes you see, v'chusha'shema, with the ears you hear, v'reach v'tam v'mishush, with the hands you sense, you feel, v'tam, and then you have the taste in your mouth and the smell. Ashabahem, through these senses, tagiyel kol tel esach b'olam hazeh. Through these senses, you could get to enjoy all the benefits of the olam hazeh. The hechel over toch hechel, then he prepared you insight in the hechel, in the body. Arba malas la arba negidim la nigoy. Four levels to four leadership they should lead you. Vehem, who are the four? Hamoyach, the brain, that's the highest. Second is valev, is the heart. Then comes vakovet, comes the liver, which creates the blood. Vabetzim, and then the, how do you call the beitzim, the, how do you call it?
Testicles.
And he also prepared in the body oid arbo oitzos, four storage places. The arbo pekirim for these four representatives. The tzani loimer, I mean to say, hakoich hamoishech. He prepared for the man the gravitation. A man gravitates, likes to get, is gravitating. Hakoich hamachzik, and the koich, the power of holding. Hakoich hamakel, and the koich of digestion. Hakoich hadoicher. And to repulse, to reject. Why it's roisam in all the storage places which can also made them stay meriros. They have the two meriros, how they call the moro, the bitter juice. How they call it in English the moro. You know what I mean? Yeah. Hashchoyre vaduba, one is black and one is red. Valech alvona vadam, and then you have the moisture which is white and blood, that's called, everything is for the improvement of this body. appeased the Ravodim and dispersed many slaves from the Bais Luchus from inside and outside, all serving the body. The Avdel Shomer, they all serve him, they watch him. Hapnimim, we have the inner slaves, which are Hama'ayim, the intestines, Vagirim in the veins, Vamesorim, Vatsabim, Vaorkim, nerves, and all the blood vessels. Those are the inner servants. Vachitzorim, then you have the outside servants. Hayudayim, the hands, Vaglaim, the feet, Valoshim, the tongue, Vashinayim, the mouth, the tooth, Vatsiporayim, the nails, Vadoimelem. Veichelok Acharken, after that, he prepared you Kshorim, Imitsuyim, he prepared you ties, bridges. Kshorim means connections, Mitzuy means bridges, Ben Aruchnis Ben Agashmes, between Ruchnis Digitin Gashmes. In other words, the man has in himself a Ruach, has a certain being in himself which could bridge between the Gashmes and the Ruchnis, spiritual and material. Behem, this is Hadam, the blood, Kadamu HaNefesh, the dam is life. Hanoveya, which the blood which flows in a person. Bachoim HaTivi, and the natural warmness of a person. Ruach HaChiyoni, and the spirit of his life. And this is from both elements. Vachin Chibrach, and then he connected Alarechel to your body, Azeh, to this table. Chibr Mesukan, a beautiful connection, Kosher Chelev Kesher Mesudah Bechotoy. And he organized you in a beautiful, organized way, Bechotoy Bechachmosa, and all with the ability and the knowledge in the Chachmos HaKodesh Baruch Hu. Kedei Sheshlimu Lach Hashloi Shadun Ma Shezachartu Lach. In order you should be able to achieve and accomplish these three things which I told you. One, Veichel Lach Tzarkich Shnei Yatsim. He prepared you to you need two advisors. Those are the kidneys. The kidneys are advising. Kliyotza the atom. The man always has a device that he always tries to find solution which comes from the kidney. And he gave you two scribes that you shouldn't forget what you're coming up with. We gave you also from the servants the Torah Mazeh, everything which you need in this world. There's two advisors, one of them is your seichel, the intellect. I'm sorry, the two advisors are not the kidneys. It says you have two inclinations, two advisors in the body. One is your seichel, your intellect, which would show you what Hashem wants, the spiritual intellect. The second advisor is tagoseich, your temptations, your animalism. In other words, a person is continuously being as a shnei yetzer, yetzer tov and yetzer ra. The seichel gives you the yetzer tov, the intellect, and the tavosech in yutim. Asher tashiach tesisech will always try to tempt you with asher takpit takzipi Hashem alim boirich bo, which you're always going to make mad a kodesh baruch hu. The shnei soifim, who are the two scribes? Echad mem koisef masaych atayvim. One of these is inscribing, writing up all the good things. What the seichel tells you, the seichel will go hidden in the openly, the matzvah, ibanira, inside and outside, al day hamishtam shem v'kolni shekodam zichra min ha-sha'arim. Everything which is being used through these five doormen, which you use goodness, everything being documented, as the Mishnah says, kol masechel v'sefer nechtovim, v'negidim v'apkidim v'avodim v'yatzim shosim shamoshim, all this detail which we mentioned before, all this part of the servants which is functioning in the body of a person, as long as you utilize all this body, the behaviors to Hashem's reason, with the seichel, all of this documented for good. And the second scribe is a koisa masim aroim, which documents all your bad things. Haderach haniskum masim aroim, just like the good things. Vav shosim v'shamoshim. And who are your servants in shamoshim? Amidus anafshias. Who are your servants? Your characteristics that you were born with. Kodesh Baruch Hu gave midas. Some people are being born with a lot of simcha in nature. Other people with doga, they always worry. Other people is joyful. Other one is sad. Other midah is forgetfulness. Other one is remembering things. And all those things are nothing more than services with servicing you to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which you could use to the body to the benefit of. Okay, we stop here. So tomorrow we continue.
מגוון שיעורי כל הלשון נמסרים על ידי מגדי שיעורים ורבנים המשקיעים מזמנם וכוחם ללמד לרבים. אם ברצונכם וביכולתכם לסייע ולתמוך במגדי השיעורים ובמוסדות התורה שבאחריותם, תוכלו ליצור קשר ישיר עם הרבנים. לקבלת פרטי מגדי השיעורים ניתן לפנות למשרדי כל הלשון בטלפון 02-581-6622 או בכתובת דואר אלקטרוני L-Strudel, kolhlashon.com